Welcome back from Las Vegas as our Yahoo Sports Radio Super Week rolls on. It has been the summer of Serena and the summer of Spieth, and certainly plenty to talk about. We are so delighted to have joining us national sports columnist with USA Today, best-selling author Christine Brennan. Of course, Christine is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday night.
It's my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, we're looking forward to the conversation, and let's take time to celebrate Serena Williams' big win at Wimbledon, her third major title in 2015. Just your takeaways from this historic run and just incredible year for Serena Williams.
You know, if anyone doesn't think Serena Williams is not only the best tennis player, female tennis player ever, maybe one of the best player tennis players, male or female ever, but also, I believe, the best female athlete we've ever seen, ever. Babe Didrison, Jackie Joyner-Kersee, you name it. I don't know what they're watching or they're thinking if they don't think that, because I do. And this dominance is extraordinary. And as you know, she could win the calendar Grand Slam if she wins the U.S. Open. It'd be the first time since 1988 that someone's done that. That's a long time, almost as long as the Triple Crown wait, which I covered all three of those races this year. And that, of course, was another 10 years later than that. And 78 was the last time we had a Triple Crown winner in horse racing. Bottom line, these are extraordinary things happening this summer. And Serena, the dominance at age 33, she'll be 34 in September, it's amazing. And you know what? She makes it look so easy. And I know there are people who are saying, oh, but come on, you know, there's no competition. No, the competition is the greatest it's ever been. Today is the toughest day in women's tennis until tomorrow. The best athletes, Title IX in the United States, obviously is taking a lot of our best female athletes to other sports. Hence the dearth of people behind the Williams sisters. But, you know, maybe Mia Hamm would have been a great tennis player. Maybe, Alex Morgan would have been a great tennis player. But in this generation, but of course they don't play tennis now. They play other sports because of the opportunities because of Title IX. But around the world, tennis is still grabbing the best athletes. And so they're coming from all corners, all comers, and Serena just beats them time and time again. It is extraordinary, and I would not be surprised if she wins that U.S. Open and completes the calendar Grand Slam, which would be an extraordinary achievement during these competitive times.
And it would be the Serena Slam. Of course, we're visiting with sports columnist from USA Today, Christine Brennan, and it is interesting talking about, you know, she could be the greatest woman to have played the game. Just give us your view of her accomplishments throughout the years compared to a Martina or a Steffi Graf. I mean, of course, Steffi won 22 Grand Slam titles.
Exactly. I think it's just tougher now. I think, like any sports, the best athletes are playing today. Training, nutrition, coaching, money, every measure that would make sense to us in our minds about why someone would be better, we've got that today. And with women's sports, we finally have reached critical mass with Title IX, 43 years old, where people don't even give it a second thought. If it's a girl, your daughter is, you know, you have a new baby, it's a girl, no problem. She's going to play sports just like a son. Absolutely. So because of that, because of where we are in this, in our generational change and you know, from just the place in time we're in, it's the most competitive. So Martina was fantastic. Chrissy, was great. I mean, the Martina-Chrissy battles were legendary. Billie Jean King, not only a great player, but also just the greatest advocate for women and fighting for equal rights at a time when no one else was. If Billie Jean had been a golfer, would they have equal prize money now? But tennis has it because of Billie Jean in all the four majors equal. Golf is nowhere near that with women and men's golf. So you look at that, and that's a huge, huge piece of the equation. Steffi Graf, one of the greats of all time. Absolutely. So I'm not comparing or contrasting, except to say Serena's the best there ever was. And that's just because your brain tells you it has to be this dominant in her 30s against the toughest competition ever in the sport. You have to be the best.
Christine, what do you think sets Serena Williams apart from some of the other great female athletes of all time, not just in tennis, but across the board?
You know, that's a great question. I think, first of all, just an unbelievable will to win and just wanting to annihilate the competition. So she just wants it, and she wants it bad, and she wants to keep having these victories. The insatiable appetite for success, which we see from all great athletes, male or female, just what we've seen for generations. No surprise there. Absolutely the strength and power of her game. She's serving the ball and hitting the ball harder than a lot of men. And we've never been able to say that in most sports. So you've got that incredible strength and power. The serve that's well over 100 miles per hour, 120, whatever it's clocked. I don't even know what it's clocked at these days. But, I mean, she's just extraordinary. Obviously, moxie, brain power. She doesn't get enough credit. We in the media do not do a good job, I don't believe, of explaining just how smart, intelligent, what a gamer, what an ability to rise to the moment, which all is mental as well as physical. And Serena's got all that and more. And so just the ultimate competitor mentally and physically at the perfect time, still in the her prime when most athletes, many, most women especially, are long gone. I remember when this was a teenager's game and you had Pam Shriver and Tracy Austin and people like that, Andrea Yeager. This was a little young girls, you know, young women's game, you know, high school girls and up as they became women. Now, again, a 33, almost 34-year-old dominating. So I think she's got it all, perfect package, coming along at the exact right time, extraordinary. We should be so thankful as observers, as fans, that we are watching athletes like Serena Williams at this time. We will be able to tell our children and grandchildren, and they'll tell their children and grandchildren about how momentous this was.
An extraordinary woman. So when we talk about Serena Williams, I mean, what do you anticipate? I mean, how long will she continue to play and keep the sustained success going?
That's a great question, because she certainly has a lot of other interests, and that makes her more interesting to us, and just a character in all ways, so fascinating, so fun. Obviously charitable and giving back, and understanding what her place in sports and society, and you know, just it's great. But because she has so many interests, I'm a little surprised that she's still at it. Except that she's so good, of course. Why wouldn't she be at it? And so competitive. But you know, she loves everything. She loves to shop. She loves to travel. She's fun. She's interesting.
Right.
She has interesting injuries. You know, we still don't know what happened to her in a couple of these things that happened. You know, so she's just amazing that way. And there's so much going on, the layers and layers. So whatever Serena decides to do, she'll be good at it. And she will be, I think, a part of our lives and a part of our you know, the public persona of Serena is not going to go away even after she leaves the tennis court. But my sense is that right now, I mean, why would you leave? You're on top. You can leave on top, and some athletes do. I would certainly suggest she do that. But I don't think there's any sign that she needs to leave after the U.S. Open if she wins that, because she's obviously just been so dominant this year. Why not try to do two straight years of Grand Slams, which would be extraordinary, just because of the toll on the body, injuries that pop up. She's been injured. She's had, as I said, mysterious, bizarre injuries. Makes those fun and interesting. Not the end of the world that we don't always know everything about an athlete, and certainly Serena keeps us guessing and keeps it interesting. But I think she'll be around a few more years. But she's got to avoid injuries, because that, of course, can be the killer for almost any athlete in any sport. We see it with Tiger Woods and how he has fallen apart mostly, although you never know if he'll ever come back, and he might. He still has that ability. But injuries can just devastate you, and they have in the case of Tiger Woods. Serena Williams has been able to overcome them and continue to play great.
What do you think has been the secret to her success?
Well, certainly having her sister there, Alyssa, who has just been great, you know, with Venus there. She's a fabulous, you know, competitor, and a year older, so always someone to shoot for, target, you know, practice with, play with, love, obviously, as your sister, but also wanting to beat her. So you've got your sights set on your top competition, who happens to be your sister and happens to be sitting right next to you. That's pretty good. I think that we'll look back in this one and time and see that that's a big part of this, that having had this incredible competitor who happened to be your sister was a big building block to her, the foundation for her great success.
We will continue to celebrate Serena Williams' historic and incredible run with Christine Brennan from USA Today right after this quick timeout.